The 32-year-old, 6'4", Welsh-based baritone Bryn Terfel has created a sensation in the opera world, especially in Mozart roles and most recently in Wagner. His latest album takes him into new recording territory, Baroque music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of Terfel's first album of Handel arias.
Bryn Terfel is full of surprises. After his acclaimed Mozart, he recorded an album of Rodgers and Hammerstein songs, and he was just as convincing, without the inflation or condescension opera singers usually bring to popular music. I saw him in person for the first time in September when he opened the Boston Symphony Orchestra season. He sang arias by four different Mozart characters in two different languages, Italian and German, not to mention a different body language for each character. I was impressed how effortlessly and completely he shifted from one character to the next. And with that rich, full, infinitely flexible voice, from darkest sub-basement to gleaming top, his singing is as natural, various, and uninhibited as his acting. His latest recording is devoted to a fairly neglected area of music, bass arias by Handel. In opera, basses are more likely to be villains or high priests or the hero's best friend than romantic leads. But Terfel's first Handel recording reveals what a wealth of marvels Handel handed over to some of his relatively minor players.
Revenge, dein Morpheus Kreis. Revenge, 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 dein Morpheus Kreis. Revenge, dein Morpheus Kreis. See the Furies arise. See the snakes that they rear, how they hiss in their hair, and the sparkles that flash in their eyes, and the sparkles, the sparkles that flash in their eyes. Revenge, I'm all despise. Revenge, I'm all despise. Revenge, 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 revenge. See the Furies arise, see the snakes that they rear, how they hiss in their hair. And the sparkles that flash, and the sparkles that flash in their eyes.
That was from Handel's setting of John Dryden's Alexander's Feast, in which music itself has the power to stimulate Alexander the Great to wreak vengeance on the Persians. Rage and revenge are staples of the bass inventory. In O Ruddier Than the Cherry from Acis and Galatea, Handel turns this genre inside out. The monster Polyphemus is smitten with the lovely nymph Galatea. Handel uses dazzling coloratura to convey the comedy of the galumphing giant's clumsy attempt at romantic delicacy. Yet the beauty of the music also humanizes the monster. We're touched by him as we laugh at his absurdity.
Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, nymph, oh, bright, the moonshine lights like kidlings bright and merry. heights than moonshine nights, like kidlings blithe and merry, like kidlings blithe and merry, like kidlings blithe and merry. Oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry, oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry, oh, ruddier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry. Oh, nymph more bright than moonshine light, like kidlings blithe and merry, blithe and merry. Oh, nymph more bright than moonshine light, like kidlings blithe and merry.
Veteran Handelian Sir Charles McCarris is the vivid conductor. Years ago, he conducted Tervel's very first professional opera appearance at the Welsh National Opera. Tervel cheats a little on this album. He sings several arias originally intended for tenors, altos, or castrati. But who could blame him? One of them, Ombra Mai Fu from Xerxes, is the most beautiful aria ever written to a tree. And in such familiar pieces as the three selections from Messiah, Tervel sings with an intensity of devotion you seldom hear in this repertoire, which makes this disc the perfect Christmas present. I know I can't stop listening to it. I can't remember a recording that's given me more pleasure all year.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new album of Handel arias sung by Bryn Terwijl on the Deutsche Grammophon label.